This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And Jesus personalizes the question and said, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter responds, "You are the Christ, the Messiah of God." Folks, I want to suggest to you that if you have not answered that question in your life and in your mind and in your psyche and in your spirit, your life is in for a big change once you answer that question. For you see, how you answer that question doesn't just affect you emotionally, it doesn't just affect you psychologically or religiously, it affects you eternally. For this reason, everything that you give is an answer has a lot to do with where you'll spend eternity. Some people have been raised to believe that Jesus Christ was a great teacher. You may have even used that phrase. "Well, I believe Jesus is a great teacher. I believe he was a great role model. He was the nicest, kindest person that ever walked the face of the earth." And yet, you know that Jesus never claimed any of those things. He never said, "I'm the most beloved person in the culture." He claimed to be God. He claimed to be God. I remember sharing with you recently the most interesting phone call I've ever received from a radio listener. When a woman said, "I listen to you every week. My husband and I discovered your program by accident on the way to the lake house, and we listen every Sunday as we're going to our lake house. We listen to your program." And she said, "You need to know something. I'm Jewish." And I said, "Back up. Wait a minute. You're Jewish and you listen to a Christian program?" She said, "Yes, we really like your program." And I said, "But ma'am, once in a while I mention Jesus being the Son of God. I mention that he's the Messiah. How do you reconcile that in your mind being from Jewish background?" And here's what she said. She said, "When you talk about Jesus, I just transfer everything you say over to God." Wow. Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You've seen me, you've seen the Father." She was absolutely 100% correct of thinking about Jesus and transferring it to God the Father. And how you decide the answer to this question will impact your eternity. You better be straight with this answer. Because you see, someday, I believe you're not going to be judged on all your religious accomplishments, how nice you were, how kind you were to the next door neighbors, how nice you were to people at work. What's going to determine is, who did you say Jesus Christ was? Did you believe him to be who he claimed to be? One of the saddest stories I remember reading in recent years was a story that came out of Pennsylvania. Some years ago, the telephone rang at State Police Post in Pennsylvania. The dispatcher picked up the phone and heard a woman saying, "My husband just begged me to kill him. I did. And now I'm going to kill myself." Can you believe that? "My husband just begged me to kill him. I did. And now I'm going to kill myself." 10 minutes later, the state police arrived at the house where the call originated, and they found a 47-year-old husband and 47-year-old wife both dead. They were wealthy, successful, professional people living in a beautiful suburban home. Yet the state police found this note next to their bodies: "We have no hope for the future. We have no hope for the future." Let me tell you something. Your hope for the future is connected to how you answer this question: who do you say that I am? Maybe you understand a little more why we ask people when they come forward to give their lives to Christ to be willing to say with their mouths, "I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he's everything that he claimed to be." Because how you answer that question determines your hope, not just for next year or the next decade, but for all eternity.
We'll continue our message tomorrow on Cross Hope. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.